You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
There are screams for attention in life. And all you have to do is recognize them. Many of us have drama queens in their lives. You have a drama queen in your family. You have a drama queen at work. You have a drama queen, maybe shares your bed. I don't know. Many of us in life have had to deal with drama queens. People that constantly want your attention. And LeBron James fits the bill. Clearly fits the bill. Here's something that you may have missed in LeBron James' latest look at me, look at me, look at me endeavor. Calling, saying that the NFL owners are a bunch of old white guys. That's interesting. So LeBron James sums up the life's work of NFL owners and describes them as just a bunch of old white guys. Really, LeBron? No, you see, LeBron, what they tend to be, very few of the NFL owners are trust fund babies. Very few of them. In fact, what the majority of them are self-made men. Men who built businesses, employed thousands, employed hundreds, philanthropy all over their communities. And then, with millions raised, with money that they owned, they decided to pursue a passion and own an NFL team. These old white guys, LeBron, they went to college. These old white guys, LeBron, they aspired to do something in the business world that allowed them to accomplish great things, which allowed them to earn big money, which allowed them to then get involved in any endeavor they wished, many of them being the NFL. Hey, LeBron James, you know that old white guy in the town that I live, Atlanta, Georgia? His name's Arthur Blank. You didn't show them enough respect to identify these men by name. I wish you would call these old white men out. So since you won't, I will. LeBron, I live in a town with one of these old white men, Arthur Blank. Do you know anything about Arthur Blank? Do you know anything about his philanthropy? Do you know anything about his business career? Do you know anything about what he's accomplished in this world? Do you know anything about the Arthur Blank Family Foundation? Do you know anything about the old white guy growing up in New York without a silver spoon in his mouth, working his backside off to create a great company with some other fine businessmen? You might have gone to that big orange place, Home Depot, once or twice. Do you know anything about the philanthropy and the hard work and the career that the old white guy in Philadelphia, Jeffrey Lurie, does? Do you know anything about Jeffrey Lurie's politics? Do you know anything about what Jeffrey Lurie does with his millions upon millions? Do you know what kind of good the old white guy in Philadelphia does? Like the old white guy does down here in Atlanta? And LeBron James know this, because too many in my industry don't have the stones to say it. Let me say it to you. I couldn't say what you say. I couldn't label a group of people who I couldn't identify, who I couldn't tell you word one about their backgrounds. I couldn't identify all of them by their skin color. I couldn't do that. You can. But spoiler alert, no one will call you out for it, because you're still the darling of the national media. And you're the darling, and people are afraid and they want to kiss the ring. Well, that's a bunch of garbage. I couldn't get away with that. I wouldn't be able to label a bunch of people by their skin color. That should be unacceptable, no matter any way that it's displayed. And here's the greatest spoiler alert of all. LeBron James, memo, your television show, it's failing. Your television show, The Shop, which was supposed to be this cutting edge, oh, it's a great idea because LeBron's doing it, and that's why he wanted to move to Hollywood. The show's struggling. It's not getting an audience. It's not what LeBron thought it would be. LeBron, your star is fantastic. You're great at what you do. You're epic. You're awesome. I love watching you play basketball. I love watching your philanthropy. I love it. I love the fact that you're very heavily involved in your home state. I love that you're about lifting other people up. That's awesome. So stop tearing other people down, trying to build something up for yourself. A failing television show. And yes, your television show is failing. Will other people say that? Will people who report on the sports media, will they give you the truth and tell you the truth that the television show's failing? And you know what they want to do when a television show is failing? They want to create buzz for it. So you know the best way to create buzz? Have people talk about your failing TV show. Create a more of an audience for it. Get people excited about it. Have it grab some headlines. Be controversial. So LeBron laid the cheese out, and I'll take your cheese. I'll take the cheese, and I'll risk the mousetrap. But I'll tell you this, LeBron. The old white guys, you don't know Jack. And I'll be glad to debate the benefits of the old white guys, the Rooney family in Pittsburgh, the old white guy in Philly, Jeffrey Lurie, the old white guy in Atlanta, Arthur Blank. Hey, LeBron, phone lines open for you anytime. If you want to be undressed publicly on your lack of knowledge of these old white guys and the philanthropy that they do, because we always hear about yours. We always hear about the great philanthropy you're doing. And guess what? That's awesome. And I applaud you for it. And I always have. But those old white guys, they've been doing it, and they've been doing it a hell of a lot longer. And they've been doing it to a hell of a lot larger magnitude. And for you to show them such blatant disrespect and to paint them by their skin color is a horrid disgrace. that shouldn't be applauded, excuse made for, or otherwise. It's beneath you. And it's embarrassing. Don't worry about a failing television show that you're willing to embarrass yourself with your lack of knowledge. Be prepared. Be prepared before you speak.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.